I think I think so.
And what is your full name?
Justine Florence Parks.
And when were you born?
I was born in 1918, September the 16th, 1918.
And were you born here in LeGrand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where at?
The Grand Ronde Hospital. That's a story in all in itself.
Well, what happened?
There's eight children, and I'm the only one that was born in the hospital, and I'm the only one without a birth certificate.
And you were born at the hospital?
I was born at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And who were your parents?
Mr. and Mrs. O. E. Cade. O-S-I-E-O-C. Elmer Cade. C-A-D-E.
And were they originally from here, or did they come?
No, they came here.
And where did they come from?
My mother was from Wisconsin, and my dad was from Indiana.
And where did they meet?
In the apple orchard up in Washington.
And what brought them to LeGrand?
Work.
Mm-hmm. And do you know about what year they came?
Oh, gosh. No. I would imagine around 1900.
And what did your father do for work?
Everything. He got jobs for him. Well, there was eight kids. He had to work, but mainly he was a railroader.
And did your mother work outside the home?
No. But she could sew, and she did sew for other people, but not steady and stuff.
And where was your house located in town that you were raised in?
501 Jefferson.
Is it still there?
Uh-huh.
Where did you attend school?
Central.
Same building, or is it different now?
Oh, it's different. Much different. Uh-huh. It's where the middle school is, where I went to school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the high school was right next to it. It was all in the same block. And they tore those things down. Okay.
And tell me about your experience at your elementary school. Was it good?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I still am in contact with a lot of people.
Are you?
Uh-huh. That went to school with me. Oh, Mary Jane. Well, no, either. No. I was going to say Mary Jane Beeman, the gal that I had lunch with or had a table with,
mm-hmm.
Went to school with me, but she didn't. She was from Island City, and so it's a little different. Oh gosh, who did I go to school with? Way back when. I don't know whether you know Tom Cook or not, but he was with that. I remember a lot of teachers.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the average day at school? What did you do?
Oh. I have no idea. I just went to school.
You just went to school? How was your high school experience?
Real good.
Mm-hmm. And did you do any sports?
No, but I had a good voice, and I could sing. That was the most important thing. But I was a Yale queen my senior year.
Wow.
So it all comes together. Mm-hmm.
And were there dances? What did you guys do for fun?
Oh, yes, I danced. Uh-huh. But by that time, we had moved to Island City, and there was four girls that went to school. We walked to school from Island City to the high school. And then at night, if we wanted to go to dance, we had to walk to the dance. So we were on the road a lot.
And what was the dance at the high school? Is that where they were held?
No. No. There were several bands that we could go to. There was a band in Sacagawea and the Eagles. Ooh, what else? But that's enough. that kept us busy.
And what types of dances did you do? What were their names?
Oh, well, foxtrot and waltzes and whatever. Not boogie woogie.
What year did you graduate from high school?
36.
36. Mm-hmm. What do you remember from the Great Depression? How did that affect your family?
Oh, really? My parents lost the house that we were all in Jefferson, and moved to a shack, a real shack in Island City. We were lucky to have a stove, and warm stove, but there was, by that time, there was four of us at home. And yes, I can remember a lot of it. We did without. We never went hungry. We didn't have to do that. But we went without a lot of things.
What type of things did you go without?
Oh my. I don't remember for sure. I know I had one dress when I was in high school. I wore it all the time. It was green plaid. And, oh gosh, I don't know. But like I said, we never did go hungry.
And did you work to help?
No. No. I was sick.
What were you sick with?
Don't mention it. Oh, me. I don't go into that very often, but I had a big stomach. I mean a big one, like a pregnancy. And everybody thought I was pregnant. But after Christmas in 1932, I think it was, they took me to the doctor. Those were the days when you'd go to the doctor every day, you know. They took me to the doctor and he examined me. And I had a cystic tumor. So he put me back home again, and called the next day or so and rushed me to the hospital and took this 17-pound tumor from me.
Wow.
You can imagine what that was.
Yeah.
When I was only 15 years old.
You probably didn't weigh a whole lot.
No. And so that was a big blow to my parents and to me, because I didn't go. Of course, I only went to school a half a year, my junior year, and that was when I was sick. Mm-hmm. But I went to school and went on to senior year and made up the difference and graduated with my class.
What did you do after graduation?
Got married.
And who did you marry?
Robert Umbarger from Pendleton. And he was a nice guy, and he had a car and a job.
And how did you meet him?
I stayed with my sister in Pendleton. That was part of it. And I went to school in Pendleton my sophomore year. Dewey, I can't remember all those things. And I met him when I was a sophomore. And then we kept each other from the time of the sophomore until I graduated from high school.
And did you live inland grand with him or in the Pendleton area?
Mm-hmm. Always. They had a big farm in Pendleton on the Indian reservation. And we lived in the bunkhouse.
Oh.
You know what a bunkhouse
is? Yes.
And, well, anyway, we had two children there.
What brought you back to La Grande?
My divorce. I divorced and came back over and lived with my parents, down on spring. Then,
what year was that?
Oh, maybe 1945? It was just after the war.
Just after the war.
Uh-huh. And I had only been living there about, less than a month when I applied for work at Montgomery Ward's. And luckily, I knew the manager of Montgomery Ward's, and he put me right to work. Had no trouble getting a job.
Good.
I wish that everybody could do that.
So there were the Montgomery Ward's in town at the time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what were your duties?
Well, they put me in the ready-to-wear department first. And I sold ready-to-wear. And then in the shipping department became available, and I went down there and I did a lot better, better work down there.
How long did you work for Montgomery Ward for?
Maybe a year and a half.
Now, how has shopping changed over the years from the
time that you... Oh my gosh, yes. You know, if you go into a store and a clerk wants to help you, you think you're... But that was when the clerks always had to help you, regardless of what they looked like or what they wanted. The clerk was the one to get at you, and she followed you around the store.
What did you do after Montgomery Ward's?
That's where I got married again.
And who did you marry?
Ivan Parks. And he was just back from the World War, and he was a Safeway manager. And when he got back from the war, there was four managers in La Grande. They had all, you know, everybody, they had to have their job back. And so he knew he was on the way out. You know, I didn't pay any attention. I didn't know. I was just in love with him. But his sister had her husband was killed in a railroad accident. And she got quite a settlement out of that. So the sister and my husband and me went into business and bought a grocery store.
And where was the grocery store located?
Union. And it was hardly as big as this room here. But we did a good job.
And what year did you open the grocery store?
Well, we were married in 46. In December of 46, by March, we had a grocery store.
Wow. So what were your jobs at the grocery store? What were you in charge of?
A little bit of everything. You don't take charge in anything. stock shelves. You do all kinds of things.
And so were you in charge of bookkeeping? Who did that?
No, my sister-in-law did that.
Mm-hmm. And where did you order your goods from? Like your dry goods?
Baker LeGrand. There's a grocery, a wholesale grocery store here at that time. I think there was just one here. But you had salesmen on the road all the time. We had all kinds of salesmen. And so we were all right. But we moved from that little bitty store and finished the skating rink in Union. So we had lots of room in there. We had to buy all the equipment to go into it. And we were in competition, had lots of competition, but we made it.
What type of changes did you have, with your stock and that type of stuff? Because you went from from a small grocery store to a larger one.
Oh, yeah.
So what else could you offer that was...
Well, like I told you, there was salesmen everywhere. Everybody had salesmen. They would come and help you stock the shelves or rearrange your shelves or just do most anything. But we had fresh meat, too.
And where did that come from?
Place here in La Grande. Very Sweet had it. They had a they butchered them. And then we bought them.
So did it come already packaged, or how did you sell it?
We cut it. It would come in quarters, and we cut it and put it out. So I was a butcher.
As well. And your produce, did that come from local farmers?
No. It come from everywhere. We had local farmers. Very few times do you ever buy anything from local farmers. I don't know whether it's not good business or whether you get bugs and worms and stuff like that with local farmers, but you nearly always have to buy it from a produce company.
Were you the only grocery store in Union at the
time? No, we had competition.
And who was your competition?
Carl, Union Cash. Oh, what was his name? I can't even think of his name. His first name was Carl. I can remember that.
And where in town were the was your grocery store located?
Oh, where it was a dance floor and a skating rink. And the competition was about, maybe two or three blocks from each other. He was on the river and we weren't.
And what's one of your fondest memories of running the grocery store?
I don't think there's any fondest memories. No. Oh. Oh gosh, I don't know. We had a... You worked 15, 18 hours a day. No time off. Nothing. We didn't have... vacations, we didn't have any time off. If I had time off, I had two kids after that, and if I had time off, then I could take the eggs to La Grande and sell them, or I could go get some things from La Grande and bring them back home. I never could do anything but work. Something was going on at all times.
What was your biggest challenge with the grocery store?
Oh, gee. Keeping their heads above water.
And how long were you in business for?
We celebrated our 26th anniversary there, but my husband was sick, so we had to get out. And that was something else. He wasn't 65 yet. He couldn't be retired. So I went to work, and of course our boys were gone by that time, and he was at home, but I went to work for the county.
What did you do for the county?
I was secretary to the county judge.
Which county judge?
Meisner.
Is that here in La Grande?
Uh-huh.
At the courthouse?
Uh-huh.
Is it the same courthouse?
No. This is the one that they tore down.
And where was it located at?
Right where they, up on K.
Where the current one sits?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What did you do for the judge?
The secretary.
What were you?
I did all kinds of things. Oh, I forgot. I had taken typing in school, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got my secretary's job, I went back to night school and brought my typing up to par. I never was good at it, never was. But he put up with me. Bless his heart, he was the nicest guy I ever worked around. And if I made a mistake, he'd say, "Well, maybe I didn't explain that to you." Gee, you know. So it was a real joy to work for him. I worked for him for 10 years.
So you typed documents.
Uh-huh.
And what else did you do for him?
Oh, gosh. I did everything that a secretary does. Made appointments and accepted appointments. And of course, I knew everybody in Union County anyway, so I was a real asset to him, because he wasn't from Union County. He was a military man. And so we got along fine. But I wish everybody could work for people like that, because he was wonderful.
And what type of, so he was a judge, so he saw cases, did that type of stuff?
No, not particularly. Before I started going to work for him, he had juveniles and was the judge on the juvenile court. But he got rid of that, so he wasn't that. Why he was called a judge, I have no idea.
So what was it that he did?
Oh, maintained the personnel, talked to personnel. He was, they had a lot of different different people that worked together on different things.
Committees?
Committees, uh-huh. And lots of them. And, oh my. But he was supposed to be head of all the personnel. However, they finally, I don't know how, I can't remember for sure how it was, but they looked up to him. Everybody did. So he was a good boss.
What type of changes did you see over the years in Union County?
What
are some of the biggest changes you've seen in your lifetime in Union County?
Well, there aren't any more. Yes, I guess there is. Some dance halls that, but it's a little different when you're going to a dance hall now. You've got to go and have a drink or something, you know. And it wasn't there then. We didn't have those kind of things. I was pretty well secluded. I mean, I didn't do a lot of things that other people have done. I don't know what to mention.
How has Adams Avenue changed in the last 60 years?
Oh my. Oh, there again, I didn't get much. I remember going to Falk's with a girlfriend of mine, and I wore cotton socks, big, you know, cotton socks. And she wore silk hose. She could afford silk hose. And that was my first awakening, that I was poor and wore cotton socks. But to this day, I'm a good friend.
Are you?
Yes, we're good friends. Uh-huh. But I envied her because she had, the nylon hadn't been got home. So hers were silk socks.
So after your job at the courthouse, what did you do? Did you retire?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what year was that?
82.
So what did you do during your retirement years?
Oh, we had had an RV, and for the first 2 or 3 years, we went in with our RV. And my husband was blind, so I did the driving. And he didn't like it. That's something else.
Were you involved with any church groups, or?
Oh, I've always been. Uh-huh.
And which church do you belong to?
I belong to Presbyterian, but when we lived in Union, I was active in the Methodist church over there.
So your children were raised in the Methodist
mm-hmm,
church?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my daughter married a Mormon.
So tell me, were you involved with some of the groups, the ladies' groups?
Oh, yes.
In Methodist
uh-huh.
church?
Uh-huh. Business women. Uh-huh. What else?
Tell me about the business women. What was it you ladies did?
We had fun. Once a month we met, and somebody was on the committee to get entertainment. We played games. We did a lot of things. We were involved in decorating. We decorated let's see, what else did we do? But mostly we met once a month and did those kind of things. We just had fun.
What type of entertainment did you get?
Well, if it was political or something like that, you know, but not, we didn't get serious with it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything like that.
So what other groups were you involved with?
Oh, Good Sam's. You don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Well, that's where we took the RV and went with them. Mm-hmm. We go in a group and all of us had RVs, and we had a lot of fun with that because that would be camping, different things, and fishing, and to different state parks. So that was fun. And of course, my husband was a VFW and a Legion member, so he was involved in that, and he was also the mayor of the Union for a while.
So you got into politics for a little bit.
Yeah, we had politics.
So how was it being the mayor's wife?
Just the same as it is for sitting right here. Didn't bother me one bit.
Did you have any duties that you
no,
did?
No.
Did you attend dinner?
No, don't think so. Mm-hmm.
What was your husband's biggest challenge as the mayor of Union?
Oh, keeping people happy. One thing that he was often told afterwards was about a lady that lived just a little ways from the store, and she came bustling into the store and wanted to know what they were going to do about the bees. There was a lot of bees in her house. Ivan reached over and gave her some spray. She thought that she was going to get some big help.
Serious help with that.
Serious help. And so Mrs. Peterson got a free bottle of spray. But he enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure he did. He never complained about it.
And how many years was he mayor?
Oh, then, I think 8.
And did he run for mayor, or was he appointed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what brought you back to La Grande? So you lived in Union with your second husband.
Yeah, well, when we sold the store and I went to work here in La Grande, Then my husband died, and I was sick again. I had a stroke and a heart attack, and I couldn't take care of my house. And whenever you hire somebody to do something for you, doesn't work. It just isn't, unless you're not particular. I'm too dang particular. I couldn't hire my things done for me. And so I knew about this place. So I just moved over here. I had all my kids with me. And we went through here and we said, yep, this is the place we're going to go. So everything I've got is right here. I sold my house. Oh, that's something else you ought to do. But I knew Roger Goodman.
Okay.
When I worked at the courthouse, he was there. And so when I decided I'd sell, I called him, told him. He came over on Friday afternoon, looked at my house, and he said, okay, let's see what we can do. Saturday morning he called me and he said, I think we ought to get between $80,000 and $85,000 out of your house. By Saturday night, he put over. So I was real lucky. And they come up, put a sign up in front of my house, and it surprised all my neighbors because they didn't know I was going to sell. But anyway.
What year was that? What year did you move here?
Oh, I've been here 18 months.
Oh, well, you haven't been here very long then. Uh-huh. And so tell me about you're involved with the Presbyterian Church here.
Mm-hmm.
And are you involved with some of the ladies' groups there?
Not particularly, because I've been sick all the time I've been back here. So I don't get to go like I should. And I don't know how to... Well, like I said, I had a car, though, until last week. I gave my car to my grandson. So I'm afoot, really afoot. And I think everybody figures that I've had a car. I do have a car. And they don't even offer to come and get me. So I'm going to have to tell them that I'm afoot.
No car anymore.
No car.
So, do you have any brothers and sisters left in town?
No. Mm-mm. I've only got two sisters left. And they live, one in Oregon City and one in Vancouver.
So, your parents came here. Where are they buried at? What cemetery?
Island City.
Out in Island City. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And your husband?
In Union.
In Union. Mm-hmm.
My grandparents are all in my own city, too.
Really? Your grandparents are?
Uh-huh.
What did your grandparents do here for a living? Do you know what your grandparents...
The only thing I can remember of my grandfather was a mail. He drove he went horseback from Hilgard up over the mountain to, ski place.
Anthony Lakes?
No, that's the wrong way.
That's the wrong direction. But by horseback.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He took the mail by horseback, but that's the only thing. He died before I was born. And, Spout Springs.
Spout Springs, okay, that's right. And what about your grandmother?
She worked for different people.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do?
Housework.
And when you were born, was your grandmother alive?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's something else. People at that time didn't go to a rest home. You know, they stayed with their kids. And my grandmother lived with us most of the time. But people don't do that anymore.
And what are some of your fondest memories of your grandma?
She bought me a pair of slippers.
And you remember that?
I sure do. Because I knew she couldn't afford it. But she gave them for me.
So she lived with you here in La Grande and then during your time in Island City?
Uh-huh.
Now, at your place out in Island City, or here in La Grande actually too, was there running water, electricity?
Oh, the one in Island City had a pump that we pumped. And there was no running water except that. And the toilet was outside.
Outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the stove was for heat.
Oh, no.
No.
We had a couple of pot-belly stoves to heat that place. It was a big barn.
Was it?
Yes, just a barn. And I can remember that I slept upstairs with a girlfriend. She, you know, one time. And there was snow on my bed when we got up in the morning. And I don't know whether I had remembered that or whether she reminded me of it one time.
What were your chores at home?
Not any.
Not any?
I can't remember of any. Oh, that's it. She's returning my sheets. So, oh, thank you.
So did you bake bread?
My mother was, yeah.
And did you break, did your mother bake bread on a certain day?
No. Mm-mm. All the time.
And how was laundry done?
Oh. On a big galvanized tub. And, yep. Because we didn't have a machine at that time. I don't know whether those machines available or not. But I can remember that we had a telephone, and there weren't very many people with telephones.
So you had a telephone out in Island City?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah, you bring back.
See, it's in there.
Oh, gosh.
So how long did you live out in Island City?
Well, my full 4 years of high school, except when I was in Pendleton. And then I married. So it really was only about 3.5 or 4 years.
And how long did your family live there?
Oh, they stayed there even after I left. Maybe 2 or 3 years. So, it's hard to tell. I can't remember.
And as for family activities, did you guys do picnics? Did you...
No, not particularly.
What'd you do for fun as a child?
I don't remember playing ball or anything like that. We had roller skates. That's all I can remember. Well, there were so many of us that we just couldn't do all those kinds of things.
Kept each other busy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I think we were more happier than most people are to this day. We took care of ourselves and we lived on the corner of Jefferson, and I had friends all through that street, and we played together.
And what did you play?
Oh, house and hide and go seek right there. Oh my, yes, we played everything. As long as you had a group, you could play.
Well, I don't think I have anything else, unless you can think of something that I might have missed.
I didn't realize I was going to tell you so much.
No, I'm glad that you did.
Oh, yeah. Of course, living here, there are so many people that have the same memories that you have. So we compare memories all
the time. Compare notes?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.